Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host Meenu, and these are the major news stories of Friday, April 12, 2024. The National Investigation Agency has arrested two accused, including the mastermind in Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. Wrestler Vinesh Bogart accused the WFI of trying to stop her from competing in the Olympic qualifiers by creating logistical hurdles for her support staff, a charge vehemently denied by the Federation, which claimed that she applied after the deadline to send entries had expired. A Delhi court sent Bharat Rashtra Samadhi leader K. Kavita to CBI custody till April 15th in the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the Congress party will become extinct like the dinosaur in a few years, and likened the infighting in that party to the reality show Big Boss. In one of the biggest humanitarian drives in Kerala, a group of people has raised Rs 34 crore for the release of Kozhikode native Abdul Rahim, who has been jailed in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh for the past 18 years. Let's get into the details. The National Investigation Agency on Friday arrested two accused, including the mastermind in Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. Musawir Hussain Shasib and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha were traced to their hideout near Kolkata and apprehended by an NIA team, said officials. Shasib was the one who placed the improvised explosive device at the cafe, and Taha was the mastermind behind the planning and execution of the blast. This pursuit was supported by coordinated action and cooperation among the NIA, Central Intelligence Agencies and the State Police Agencies of West Bengal, Telangana, Karnataka and Kerala. Wrestler Vinesh Bogart on Friday accused the WFI of trying to stop her from competing in the Olympic qualifiers by creating logistical hurdles for her support staff, a charge vehemently denied by the Federation, which claimed that she applied after the deadline to send entries had expired. The 29-year-old Bogart, who won 53kg bronze medals in the 2019 and 2022 World Championships, besides a gold in the 2018 Asian Games in 50kg, also said she is fearful of being trapped in a doping case. Wrestling Federation of India said Bogart's request mail for accreditation of her coach and physio came on March 18th, but by then it had already sent the entries of the players, coaches and medical staff to the world governing body UWW, as the registration deadline was March 11th. A Delhi court on Friday sent Bharat Rashtra Samadhi leader K. Kavita to CBI custody till April 15th in the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja passed the order after hearing arguments of the Central Bureau of Investigation as well as Kavita's counsel. The 46-year-old Kavita was arrested by the CBI in Tihar jail, where she was lodged after her arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in a money laundering case linked to the alleged scam on Thursday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said on Friday that the Congress party will become extinct like the dinosaur in a few years, and likened the infighting in that party to the reality show Big Boss. At a rally in Uttarakhand, Rajnath Singh said that the exodus of leaders from the Congress continues and they are quitting the party one after another and joining the BJP. He also commented on the infighting in the opposition party. The defence minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has emerged as a strong country. Its voice is heard distinctly on international forums and taken seriously, Rajnath Singh added. In one of the biggest humanitarian drives in Kerala, a group of people raised Rs 34 crore for the release of Kozhikode native Abdul Rahim, who has been jailed in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh for the last 18 years. An action committee formed for the crowdfunding raised the whole amount for Rahim's release when only 3 days were left for his death sentence. The representatives of the committee announced the news in a press conference in Kozhikode on Friday. Apart from Keralites, Malayalis in Riyadh organized a biryani challenge to raise the funds that should be paid as blood money for Rahim's release. As per reports, Rs 24 crore was raised within 4 days. The action committee had launched a mobile app, Save Abdul Rahim, for crowdfunding. Apart from the app, a huge number of people contacted the action committee to contribute to the good deed. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Talks, hosted by me, Meenu, and produced by Vishnu Muralitharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.